When lead was found in the West Calumet housing projects and the adjoining Kerry Gulch Elementary School, students were relocated to a new school. Since then, parents have been worried about whether their children would be affected by high lead exposure. Tests have shown that there are elevated lead levels affecting some children in the neighborhood around the West Calumet housing project and in the housing projects themselves. The United Fresh Start Foundation is a not-for-profit that has a campaign to put salad bars into schools. Organizers were alerted about the issue from the regional office of the USDA. When they got the news, they agreed to help. Andrew Marshall is with the United Fresh Foundation.
And it just so happened that we had been working with some of our Chicago area Produce Don't members to support salad bars for school. They were more than happy to allow their salad bar donations to be used for schools in that community. We provide, as through our foundation, as we donate salad bar equipment to schools. So the fact that we were able to come in and, you know, do one small part by helping schools get some salad bars to help them to be able to offer students more fresh fruits and vegetables, that was something that we were more than willing to step forward and to help.
Dr. Susan Buchanan is an expert on children who have been exposed to high lead levels. She works at the University of Illinois in Chicago.
The role of healthy foods is to prevent the absorption of further lead. There is no detoxifying properties that I know of fresh fruits and vegetables. But we do know that lead, for kids, for children who are exposed to lead, the lead itself is better absorbed into their stomach lining if there is a lack of calcium and if there's a lack of iron. Vitamin C also can prevent absorption. Or actually, vitamin C helps iron be absorbed.
The organization will provide the equipment to put salad bars in all seven schools in East Chicago.
Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.